Good morning. We are continuing with the halachas of sitting, eating, sleeping in the sukkah. Last time we saw that there's a distinction between the halachas of eating in the sukkah and sleeping in the sukkah. When it comes to sleeping, all sleeping, even a short nap would be required to be in the sukkah day and night. When it comes to eating, small snacks, as described by the halacha, would be permitted to be outside of the sukkah, but anything more than that would have to be in the sukkah. We're going to continue in the vein of mostly sleeping. We'll talk about eating as well a little bit. And our fundamental question is, if somebody is experiencing sorrow by being in the sukkah, pain, difficulty, discomfort, is that an exemption such that the person can now move inside and not sleep in the sukkah, not eat in the sukkah? So we are going to look at the halachas based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, and others. And fundamentally, we're going to be using the Sefer HaSukkah, a beautiful work on the halachas of sukkah. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that Hamitzar, this is based on the Gemara, in fact, Hamitzar Patur Min HaSukkah, somebody who is having sorrow, that's Mitzta'er, is exempt from the sukkah. Now, the rationale behind this exemption, the famous klal, the famous principle when it comes to sitting in the sukkah, teishvu ke'ein toduru, we have to sit in the sukkah like we would sit in our house. And if we would not continue to be on our house because of difficult circumstances, conditions, etc., we would not have to continue being in the sukkah. So based on that teishvu ke'ein toduru, if somebody is experiencing sorrow during the rest of the year in his house, it's too cold, I can't stay here, it's too hot, I can't stay here, these mosquitoes are driving me meshuga, I gotta get out of here. The same thing would apply to being in the sukkah. You don't have to sit there because it's sukkah. So it's hamitzar patur min sukkah. Somebody who is feeling sorrow is exempt from the sukkah, and we would base it on teishvu ke'ein toduru. If you wouldn't sit in your house experiencing difficulties like that, you would also not have to sit in the sukkah based on difficulty. So what's the definition of mitzta'er? Somebody who is having discomfort, who's having sorrow. So based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, it goes as follows. Mi she'eino yachol lishon ola achol b'sukkah. Somebody who simply cannot eat or sleep in the sukkah, the two main activities. Mipnei haruach, because the wind. It is just so windy right now that it is incredibly discomfortable. Bo mipnei hareach, or is because a very bad smell is entering the sukkah. Again, that would be an exemption. Or number three, another example. These are not limited to these three, that it's a strong wind or the smell. Number three would be because of mosquitoes or flies that are attacking, similar to those as well. So those are just three examples of somebody who would be mitzta'er because of the sorrow, of the wind, of the smell, because of the insects that are attacking. That person would be exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Now, another exemption to sitting in the sukkah is somebody who is sick, somebody who is halachically considered sick enough to be exempt from the sukkah. That's a chola. And not only is a chola exempt, but also mishamshehem, the people who are assisting that chola. They're also doing a mitzvah here. They are doing a mitzvah here, helping that chola, so they're exempt as well. That is different from a mitzta'er, somebody who is mitzta'er, having sorrow in the sukkah. The people that are helping him, for the most part, although there are exceptions to this rule, for the most part, would not be exempt. They would be required to stay in the sukkah. We're talking about men. Women are exempt in any case. Now, there's an interesting halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that says you have to pre-plan these things. And when you're building your sukkah, you have to be sure to build it in a place that you're not going to be fitting into this category of being in discomfort. Somebody who builds the sukkah and he had a choice, he can build it on the right side of his backyard or the left side. And the right side, the wind hits, or it's next door to the neighbor and they have a cesspool right next door or something like that. Don't build it there. Don't build it in a place that you are going to be experiencing sorrow. Build the sukkah in a place that you will not have the sorrow from there. So that's important, this whole concept of mitzar patur min sukkah. You have to be careful. Build your sukkah in the ideal, optimal place that you will not have to come to the situation of not being comfortable. Another important qualification to this is as follows. Eine mitzar patur min sukkah ela bedavar shederech b'nei adam li'tzar bo. The Rama says that what we're talking about is somebody who's having sorrow is a normal form of sorrow. So if the average person out there would have sorrow from the wind, the average person would have sorrow from the smell, but if somebody is hypersensitive and he's just subjectively having discomfort, but no one else in this world would have discomfort from that, that is not what we're talking about. Now, truth be told, that there are people that are more sensitive. They're more sensitive, for example, to smells or to the cold. And there, we're going to apply a different rule, and it's going to be that if it's common for people who are sensitive, then that would be an exception to the rule. You would not be obligated to sit in the sukkah. That is mitzdayer. So it's as follows: Elaim kain humanina adas. If he's more picky, more sensitive to things, then he's going to be potter on the condition shekol anina hadas mitzdarim beofen zeh, that all other people in that class, in that category of being more sensitive, they also, but something that is a total oddball sensitivity to one specific person and not even to other people who are more sensitive, that is not going to warrant an exemption of Hamitzdar Patra Min HaSukkah. Just one other important principle when it comes to Hamitzdar Patra Min HaSukkah, it has to be that the sorrow is because you're sitting in the sukkah, which means if you would uproot yourself and move to the house, then you would not experience that sorrow. But if it is the type of sorrow that you would experience regardless of where you are, you're going to be at inside or you're going to be outside, you can have the same sorrow. So the next door neighbor is blasting music so loud that you can hear it inside, you can hear it outside. It doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter you're moving inside. You can't say, I'm mitzar patur min sukkah, to get away from the sorrow, the discomfort of being in the sukkah, I'm going to go inside, because you can have the same discomfort inside. So we would not apply the rule of a mitzar patur min sukkah. So that's the concept. That's the exception, the exemption from staying in the sukkah for eating, drinking, sleeping, if it's a situation of mitzar. And Mirtz Hashem, we will give more detail on this. We'll get into the details of when does this exception apply, this exemption apply, and when does it not apply. Have a wonderful day.